The House will come to order. I mean, really come to order.
House Bill 1253, an act to revise certain provisions regarding dealer franchises and to include outdoor power equipment.
House Bill 1253, having received a second reading, is up for consideration and final passage. Are there any remarks, Representative Bogalka?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Members of the body, this is the bill we've all been waiting for. The word school is not in this bill anywhere. House Bill 1253 is brought to update the laws currently in place in Chapter 37.5, known as the buyback laws. These laws require a manufacturer to buy back inventory from a franchisee whose contract has been canceled or discontinued. These laws have been in place for more than 30 years and are found in virtually all states. The bill, as amended, seeks to add outdoor power equipment to the list of items such as farm machinery, automobiles, trucks, industrial and construction equipment, and the like. Why are we doing this? Let's say you have a John Deere franchise. Everything is covered now except for the outdoor power equipment. John Deere has lawnmowers, garden tractors, rototillers, etc. This would clear up some of the inconsistencies in the law. It also creates obligations on both parties to buy back and sell back signs, computers, and diagnostic and repair tools at various depreciated rates. So it helps the dealer and the manufacturer. These facts are... computer systems are often required to be bought by the dealer for up to $50,000, representing a financial risk to the dealer. Signs, computers, and tools are required to be sold back. So, for instance, they don't fall in the hands of someone else who may be putting them out, pretending to be a dealer when he doesn't have an agreement with the manufacturer any longer. Finally, the bill raises the buyback rates on parts from 85% to 95%. And it leaves the machines where they're at 100%. The bill has the support of the Farm Equipment Association and the auto dealers and was amended with the input of the farm equipment and manufacturers who testified in support of the bill. It has the agreement of manufacturers including New Holland Case and Deere, as well as EMI, the Equipment Manufacturers Group. I am pleased to see that these different parties reaching compromises, working together, and I think this is good legislative policy to bless these compromises, and I ask for your support on House Bill 1253. Thank you.
Further remarks on House Bill 1253.
Mr. Speaker.
Representative Jim Peterson.
My friend in District 4 has a very good bill here. I'd encourage everyone to vote for it, and let's move on.
Further remarks on House Bill 1253. Representative Knold.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Representative Bogalka is correct in regard to the dealers in this state. The franchise agreements and contracts that currently are in place with these dealers are very specific. And the dealership contract, for example, on a John Deere tractor doesn't cover any of the items that are listed in this bill. The manufacturers and the dealers have worked together, as Representative Bogalka said, to come up with a common ground that both sides can agree with. Is it the best? I don't know if it is or not, but I could tell you, as Representative Bogalka told you, that they're happy with it on both sides. So we'd encourage your support for House Bill 1253.
Further remarks on House Bill 1253. Hearing no further remarks, the question before the House of Representatives is final passage of House Bill 1253. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. The clerk will unlock the voting machine. The members will proceed to vote on final passage of House Bill 1253.
Representative Van Norman and Klocek. Representative Klocek. All members present have voted.
Clerk will display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there were yeas 57, nays 11, excused 2.
House Bill 1253, having received a majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared passed. Questions on the title? Hearing none, the title is deemed correct.